It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
Mystery Voices, that's what it's all about, and you lead 5-2.
Very exciting. Little Lanzi's back. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very, very well. So are these characters again today?
Characters from shows. I might have used a couple of these shows before, but they're different characters, if that's
oh,
the case.
Oh, that mixes things right up.
Good.
So Albie will play us a little bit of the voice. We've just got to work out either who the character from the show is,
yep,
or the actor or actress portraying said character.
That is 100% correct.
Thank you. I think I've picked it up after 6 weeks.
First one for you is always Alana.
Our friend has superpowers and she squeezed your tiny bladder with her mind.
Shut up!
His actor's name is Gatton Maserato or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think Caleb is the name of... No.
That's all I
need.
That's
enough,
yeah,
though, yeah,
I don't... And from Stranger Things. I haven't watched the new season, so
it's so good.
The last time I watched Stranger Things was years ago.
His name in the show is Dustin Henderson.
Of course it is.
Little
Dusty
Boy, but yeah, such a good show. And he's one of the kids who's really blown up off the back of that show.
He does some sort of punked reality
show. Yeah, no, he's really kind of...
He was actually a rising star before this show. Like, he's like a
multi-talented... Like an online star, yeah.
No, like, I'm pretty sure he was in, like, musicals, like Broadway.
Was he?
Like, he's like a multi-talented star.
Can I just tell you, when you finally watch this fourth season of Stranger Things, just prepare yourself. There's a lot going on. It's a lot.
Is this the final series?
This is the final series.
Ooh.
And it's a lot. Yeah. I can tell you right now, episode 7 that I finished last week is almost 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And there's 2 episodes left. They're releasing them in July.
And you're drip feeding them,
the first one's an hour and a half. The second one's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
They're like movies, the last 2 episodes.
They
come out in July, but worth it because it's a great show.
2 points for you, Alana. Your first one, Nug.
There. That is the fuse box. The electrical nerve center of our house.
Wow.
You're darn right, wow.
God, that show was massive, wasn't it? That's Tim Allen as Tim the Toolman Taylor. That show was massive, Home Improvement.
Huge.
Again, I think it was the biggest, the most watched show in the world for a while there. As far as sitcoms go, it was enormous.
I forget he was just a stand-up comic, wasn't he? When
he was just a stand-up comedian. Then just like a lot of comedians, TV networks started going and grabbing comedians and go, hey, do you want a sitcom? Hence why we got Seinfeld and why everyone loves Raymond. And we got, because it was just...
Ellen show?
Ellen's sitcom was all just grabbing, like that was the new plan. Let's just grab stand-up comedians.
I think that's a real
get them
jump
to develop a
to
show.
Go from just being a stand-up comic to actually doing it.
Watch
TV
the first
show.
Season and a half of Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's acting is horrendous. He gets really good by the end, but the first season and a half, it's deer
in
headlights.
Just training.
He had no idea what was going on.
All right, I might have used this show before, Alana, but it's a different character.
My Cheerios to be champions. Do they go on to college? I don't know. I don't care. Should they learn Spanish? Sure, if they want to become dishwashers and gardeners. But if they want to be bankers and lawyers and captains of industry, the most important lesson they could possibly learn is how to do a round off.
That's Sue Sylvester from Glee. Jane Lynch.
The magnificent Jane Lynch.
Yes.
Jane Lynch,
thank you. That's right up my alley. I love Glee.
I think I watched like the first few episodes and then realised, oh, they sing every episode, do they? And I pulled the ripcord.
That's
she
the
seems
thing.
Like she gets angry a lot in that show. I've never seen
that. Was a great character, though. Her tracksuits always looked so comfy. That's all she wore for the whole show. Well, it was like a tracksuit.
She was, the cheer coach.
Oh, okay.
And they were always, why weren't they always battling it out with the Glee Club?
Oh, yeah, because the Glee Club was trying to steal the cheerleaders from cheer team.
Hi, Jinx.
Anyway, adventures ensued.
It's a perfect score at the moment for everyone. Let's see how you go, Nug, with your second mystery voice.
We finally meet a girl who has absolutely everything I ever wanted. She's the frog woman of Massapequa.
I thought you said it was flies.
She keeps frogs, thousands of frogs all over her apartment, and she feeds them flies.
That's funny. We've just mentioned this show before. That's the always put upon Robert Barone in Everybody Loves Raymond. Played by Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett,
almost 7 foot tall and a massive
human
being. He's
a great character.
And surprisingly, a beautiful dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, in real life.
He's an all-round song and dance man. He does musicals, he does musical theatre. He's done a couple of, I think he's toured the world with shows. Like, he's almost 7 feet tall. He'd be conservatively $1.20, $1.30. Like, he's a big boy and dances like an angel.
To play that deadpan character is very clever.
The brother of Raymond, that's possibly one of the best TV characters ever. He was just put upon the whole time.
It's 4-4.
Bonus round.
Again, I think I might have used this show, but not this character. Okay, people. Who's this?
I was going to use today.
That
was Lanzi.
I can't split.
It was Lanzi.
That's Jim Halpert from The Office.
Very young. He's so young at the
start,
wasn't he?
He was young hair, John Krasinski, yeah, with his terrible mop of hair.
Yeah.
So, Jim, James, Jimothy. So one of the best lines from Steve Carell in the history of that show. It's something I enjoy saying to our journalists, the gym star, all the time.
Alana wins 6-4.
Good work, Lanzi.
And that means 9-8 after two rounds.
What's my line? Movie lines tomorrow. We'll see you then, little Lanzi.
See ya.